is fair. For his word teaches me that his love reaches me everywhere. Wide as the ocean, high as the heavens above, deep as the deepest sea is my Savior's love.
The battle of Jericho. Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Right up to the wall of Jericho, they marched with spear in hand. Go, blow them ram horns, Joshua cried, 'cause the battle is in my hand. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came a-tumbling down. Then the lamb ram, she horns began to blow, and the trumpets began to sound. Joshua told the children to shout that morning, and the walls came a-tumbling down. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came a-tumbling down. The man who took 7 baths.
Captain Naaman went to war, and now he's marching home once more. A hunter catches carry sacks of gold and silver on their back.
Swords are flashing, spears point high, as David and his men march by.
Hooray, hooray, the people shout. Here comes our hero, there's no doubt. That Naaman's greatest of them all. How brave he is, how strong and tall.
The king rides out to greet his men and welcome them back over again.
Captain Naaman, we are proud.
The king calls up above the crowd.
You brought great glory to our land, a rich reward I now command. 12 sacks of gold belong to you, and take a dozen captives too.
Then all at once the people see that Naaman's skin has leprosy.
Away, away, they cry in fear. We'll all get sick if you come near.
Now Naaman brave and Naaman bold, so very rich with all that gold, returns home feeling very sad. His riches cannot make him glad.
The doctors come, the doctors go, but how to hope they do not know. They only stand around his bed and wring their hands and shake their head.
Naaman, Naaman, they each sigh. We cannot help you, you will die.
A girl who waits on his wife tells her how God can save his life.
A man of God back home can pray, and God will heal him right away.
So Naaman, Raven, Naaman bold, takes chariots, silver, robes, and gold. And though his neighbors think it odd, he goes to find that man of God.
Naaman dreams along the way.
I wonder how that man will pray. Will he stand up tall and proud and wave his hand and cry aloud?
At last he finds Elisha's door. His heart beats faster than before.
O man of God, come out to pray, he calls, and make me well today.
Elisha does not come out or shout. He simply sends a servant out.
In Jordan's waters, God will make you well if 7 baths you take.
Naaman's mouth drops in surprise. He can't believe his ears or eyes.
Then angrily he starts to glare and shake his fist and shout.
How dare! How dare a servant man like you tell me, captain, what to do? This mighty Jordan can't compare with our own rivers. I'll go there. I did come this long, long way just to take a bath today.
So angrily he turns to go. His servants cry, oh, no, no, no.
Naaman stops. He can't decide. Should he bait or should he ride? At last he says,
you're right, of course, you right back here and hold my horse.
He takes a dip and moves around, then climbs back upon the ground. But so still covers his pale skin, so Naaman says,
I'll try again.
Pray, Naaman dips and bathes once more. 2 times, 3 times, he bathes 4, 5 times, 6 times, out and in. With one more washing of his skin.
The 7th time, he stops on shore. His leprosy, it is no more. It's disappeared. His sick pale skin is pink and clean and well again.
He finds Elisha's house once more and calls the prophet to the door.
O man of God, come out to see. Your God has healed my leprosy. There is no other God I know. Please take a gift before I go.
Elisha says, God gave you health, not I, his servant. Keep your wealth.
So Naaman brave and Naaman bold keeps all his gifts as he is told. And then he hurries home to tell his friends how God has made him well.
of lions. Even then, in the den, fears cannot alarm him. God just shut the lion's mouth, so they could not harm him. Just like Daniel, you should be faithful to the Savior. There are others standing near, watching your behavior. Trust and pray and obey when the trials alarm you. God is there to take your hand. Nothing they can harm you. Proverbs 3:1-7. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and a good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Peter and John went to pray. They met a lame man on the way. He held out his palms and asked for alms. And this is what Peter did say. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have given thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He went walking and leaping and praising God. Walking and leaping and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Jacob is our refuge, Selah.
Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth.
He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah.
Jesus rescues me from my enemies.
people, 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 people everywhere. Chubby, chubby, skinny, tinny, people dark or fair. People in the rain and snow and people in the sun. All the giant people, does God love everyone? Oh yes he does, oh yes he does. People riding buses, trains, and boats, and bikes, and cars. People eating ice cream cones and chocolate candy bars. People sleeping, people working, people having fun. Oh, million trillion people, does God love everyone? Oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. Oh, million trillion people, and God loves everyone. Yes, God loves everyone.
They clambered inside. Then the big machine roared. It clunked, and it bonked, and it jerked, and it burped, and it bopped them about. But the thing really worked. When the plain belly seats popped out, they had stars. They actually did. They had stars upon stars. Then they yelled to the stars at the start.
We're all exactly like you. You can't tell us apart. We're all just the same. Now you see, you smarties. And now we can go to your Frankfurter parties.
Oh, no!
Groaned the ones who had stars in the first.
We're still the best Nietzsches, and they are the worst. But now, how in the world will we know?
They all frowned.
If which kind is what, or the other way round.
Then up came McBean with a very sly wink, and he said,
"These are not quite so bad as you think. So you don't know who's who, that's perfectly true. But come with me, friends. You know how I'll do it, and all we'll cost you is $10 each. Each's. Belly stars are no longer in style,"
said McBean.
"All you need is a truth in my star art machine. This wondrous contraption will take off your stars, so you won't look like sneakers who had them on theirs."
And that handy machine, working very precisely, removed all the stars from their tummies quite nicely.
With snoots in the air, they paraded about and over.
frightfully mad. To be wearing a star was frightfully bad. Then, of course, old Sylvester McMonkey McBean invited them into the Star Off Machine. Then, of course, from then on, as you probably guess, things really got into a horrible mess.
All the rest of that day on those wild, scrambling beaches, the fix-it-up Chappie kept fixing up Sneeches. Off again, on again, in again, out again. Through the machines they raced, around and about again, changing the stars every minute or two. They kept paying the money, they kept running through, until neither the plane or the star bellies knew whether this one was that one, or that one was this one, or which one was what one, or what one was who.
Then when every last cent of their money was spent, the fix-up Chappie packed up and he went, and he laughed as he drove in his car at the beach.
They never will learn. Now you can't teach a snake.
But McBean was quite wrong and quite happy to say the Sneeches got really smart on that day. The day they decided that Sneeches are Sneeches, and no kind of Sneeches are the best from the Sneeches. That day all Sneeches forgot about their brother they had him and not from dark.
I am the eye.
together. We do it with cooperation. We work together. We work together. We do it with cooperation.
Sanji stopped to peek between the bars of the gray iron gates that guarded the king's palace. Sanji dreamed of becoming king.
One morning, the gates were standing wide open. Sanji stepped inside. In the middle of the courtyard stood a row of boys. They wore silky pants, fancy shirts, and golden sandals. A feathered hat topped each boy's head. Sanji looked down at his own bare feet and tattered clothes.
I am like a weed in a rose garden.
But Sanji was so curious about the king and his palace that he straightened his shoulders, smoothed his hair, and went to stand in line with the other boys. As he did, the king's messenger opened a scroll and began to read.
The wise King Akbar has grown old because he has no sons or daughters, no brothers or sisters, no nieces or nephews, nor even any aunts or uncles. He wishes to train one of you to become king. But first you must pass the king's royal test. Each of you will be given a seed. Plant it and care for it. When the moon is full in the skies again, return to the palace with your seed. King Akbar will choose which one among you is worthy to be king.
Seven silver trumpets sounded. King Akbar marched into the courtyard, his bright robes flowing behind him. One by one, he dropped his seed into each boy's hand. When he came to Sanji, he stopped with serious eyes. He studied Sanji from the top of his head down to his dirty feet. Sanji held out his trembling hand. Without a word, King Akbar dropped his tiny black seed into his hand. Sanji ran all the way home, screaming for the seed.
Mother! Mother! The king has grown old! He has no sons or daughters, no brothers or sisters, no nieces or nephews, nor even any aunts or uncles. So he might choose me to become king. Look!
He opened his hand, and there was the little
black seed. A seed? What good is a seed, my son?
Mother, think of it. This tiny seed is my chance to become crown king. If I grow the biggest plant with the sweetest flowers, I will take you to live at the palace.
So Sanji plucked the delicate seed in a cracked clay cup. Every morning he watered it, as I was still with a new one by himself. Every night he screamed, but the blue was half the sunset.
21 more days before I must return to the palace with my seed. Maybe today my seed will grow. Fourteen more days before I must return to the palace with my seed. Today is the day my seed will grow.
That night, after he finished reading his mother's garden, Sanji ran to see if the seed had sprouted, but it had not. Days passed, when the moon was half full, Sanji said,
only 7 more days before I must return to the palace with my seed. Today is the day my seed will grow. Mother, what if the king becomes angry or laughs at me? Each night the moon rises bigger. Soon I must return to the palace with my seed, but it refuses to grow.
Rest, my Sanji. You have done all that you can.
But there must be more I can do.
So Sanji sang to the seed. That night,
tiny black seed, you are being stubborn. I watered you, I gave you light, I sang for you, I danced for you, I prayed for you. You must grow now so that I can become king. Mother, this is worse than falling into a pit of snakes. The whole kingdom will laugh at me. Each night the moon will soon I must return to the palace. I can't go before the king with a cup of dirt.
Rest, my son. Even if the whole world laughs, I am very proud of you. You have done your best. Perhaps you were not meant to be king.
That night Sanji tossed and turned in his bed. The silver light of a full moon shone on his face.
Why did I ever dream of becoming king?
The next morning, Sanji did not hurry to the king's palace. By the time he arrived, it was great on the gate. The other boys were already lined up in the courtyard. They had large pots with sweet plants and pretty flowers. Soon word spread down the road that Sanji had no plants.
Get out of here, weed. Why did you ever dream of becoming king anyway?
Look at your clothes.
Fool, seriously?
Get out of here. They all began to laugh. Sanji hung his head in shame. The king's messenger stepped forward.
Let the royal test begin.
One by one, King Akbar picked up each pot. He sniffed each flower. He spoke with every boy.
When he came to Sanji, he did not pick up the empty cup. He turned and walked to the middle of the courtyard.
Young man of my kingdom, you have strong, healthy plants.
Then he began to laugh. He laughed until he held his sides and might pierce from his eyes.
But your plants are not from the seeds I gave you. I boiled my seeds in oil, then dried them in the sun. There was no life in them. They could never grow.
King Akbar's solemn gaze met Sanji's.
Step forward. Your cup of dirt tells me that you are the only one brave enough to do what is right before God, no matter what the cost. I will train you to be the new king.
Sanji's heart soared. Servants bowed before him. They draped bright robes over his shoulders. That same day, Sanji brought his mother to live with him at the palace.
And that time on, Sanji looked out from the royal side of the great iron gate for all the days of his life was known as a kind and honest king.
To all generations. Psalms 89:1.
That the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalms 19:14.
But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Proverbs 1:33.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4:8.
Oh,
the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Psalms 103, verse 1.
These things are written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. 1 John 5:13.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. I have sworn, I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. Psalms 119, 105, and 106.
Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Matthew 7, 1 and 2.
Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth, and all things that are therein, the seas, and all that is therein. And thou preservest them all, and the hosts of heaven worshippeth thee. Nehemiah 9, 6.
So loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14:27.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes 12:13.
Shall the flame kindle upon thee? Isaiah 42:2.
My child, are you discouraged?
by the sorrows of the day. Does it seem the life is crumbling, the skies are turned to gray? Don't forget I gave you promises to guide you every hour. In the moments of your heartbreak, let me show.
Our sacrifice of praise. equipment. Figure it out for yourself, my lad. You have all that the greatest of men have had. Two arms, two hands, two legs, two eyes, and a brain to use if you would be wise. With this equipment they all began, so start for the top and say, I can.
Look them over, the wise and great. They take their food from a common plate, and similar knives and forks they use, with similar laces they tie their shoes. The world considers them brave and smart, but you've all they had when they made their start.
You can triumph and come to skill. You can be great if you only will. You're well equipped for what fight you choose. You have legs and arms and a brain to use. And the man who has risen great deeds to do began his life with no more than you.
You are the handicap you must face. You are the one that must choose your place. You must say where you want to go, how much you will study, the truth to know. God has equipped you for life, but he lets you decide what you want to be.
Courage must come from the soul within. The man must furnish the will to win. So figure it out for yourself, my lad. You were born with all the great have had. With your equipment, they all began. Get hold of yourself and say, I can.
Desire him.
He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted.
But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth.
He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people was he stricken.
And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth.
Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. Thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. And by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
Come and give to the Savior.
weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, though to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all.
Jesus.
Good morning. I had the privilege of coming to the school past these 8 years. Also had great teachers. I'm very thankful that my parents brought me to a Christian school.
Good morning. I'm so thankful for the privilege of coming to a Christian school. Thank you for everyone who made it possible for me to come. I've been here for 8 years, and this last year, Mr. Gerald taught me, and he did a great job. Thanks to all the teachers that taught me, I learned a lot about God.
Good morning. Thank you all for being here this morning and making this possible. First of all, I'd like to thank my parents and siblings for everything that they did to make this possible. And then I'd like to thank the teachers and school board down through the years for all the hours they put into it for my behalf. And I'd like to thank my classmates for making my 8 years enjoyable. And I'd like to ask for your prayers as I continue to serve the Lord.